You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is script kiddies. Spelled script for pre-written code and kiddies for novices. Definition: cyber criminals who lack the expertise to write their own programs use existing scripts, code, or tools authored by other more skilled hackers. Example sentence: let's give out scripts that help every clueless script kiddie break into thousands of sites worldwide, then narc off the one that breaks into us. Origin and context. The team at Live Overflow believe that the term script kiddie probably originated in a private bulletin board that shared exploit code with their readers. They found a comment dated June 1994 that called out, quote, "elite code kiddies that don't seem to understand that those scripts had to come from somewhere," end quote. The very next month, another bulletin board member said, quote, "Even 99% of the wanker script codez kiddies knows enough to not run scripts on the Department of Defense," end quote. And then in 1996, Live Overflow found exploit code on another bulletin board system with a written comment that said, quote, "script kiddies cut here," end quote. But all of that was in private bulletin boards. Live Overflow says that the first public mention of the phrase probably happened in 1998 in maybe the longest-running online journal called Frack Magazine. Frack is spelled in leet speak as P-R-H-A-C-K, and Taryn King and Knight Lightning founded it in 1985. Back then and today, the difference between a script kiddie and a real hacker is that the hacker understands how the code works, the script kiddie probably doesn't, and just uses it as a means to an end. Nerd reference. At the first presidential debate between Secretary Hillary Clinton and the then presidential candidate Donald Trump, the moderator asked both candidates about how to defend against cyber attacks. Secretary Clinton responded that it was a serious threat, as evidenced by the Russian attacks on American institutions, including the Democratic National Committee, or DNC. Candidate Trump responded that it was uncertain who exactly broke into the DNC, and that it could have been, quote, "somebody sitting on their bed that weighed 400 pounds," end quote. In other words, it could have been just a script kiddie.
As far as the cyber, I agree to parts of what Secretary Clinton said. We should be better than anybody else, and perhaps we're not. I don't think anybody knows it was Russia that broke into the DNC. She's saying Russia, 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 but I don't, maybe it was. I mean, it could be Russia, but it could also be China. It could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Credits. Word Notes is written by Nyla Genowee. Executive produced by Peter Kilpe and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.